think I'll just read that whole second chapter. Amen. If you don't mind standing for just a little while, we'll read that whole second chapter. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm just gonna preach. Just gonna use two words. Preaching. But I want to read the whole thing. Amen. Because within these two words makes all the rest of it truth and fact. Said, and you hath he quickened. Our word quicken there means to make alive or to vitalize. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. You belong to the devil and you listen to him. The spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, it's worked in you one time, and among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature or by natural birth, because we were the children or descendants of Adam, that were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Oh, what a great privilege. Hallelujah. That in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Hallelujah. We're not saved by works, but we're created or saved for the purpose of doing good works. So we're not saved because of good works, but because we're saved, we do good works. Amen. Which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Hallelujah. Wherefore remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision, in the flesh, made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. Now that's a bad place to be. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off, are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments, contained in the ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace. And that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off and to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints, and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the world fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Let's pray. Father, tonight we thank you for your word. We thank you for the Spirit of God that's been in our midst tonight and your blessings that's been real. We ask you now to move among us with the Holy Ghost power. Anoint our lips of clay, Lord, to preach the Word of God right now. Help us to preach the message tonight, Lord, that it would produce fruit in every heart. And may we be inspired that our faith would look to Thee, that we might gain the victory in our lives that we need to overcome the devil, the world, the flesh, and all things that hinder, that we might serve God and do His blessed will, be prepared and ready when He comes. Help us now to preach and hide us behind Calvary. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. I want to look back at just two words here in chapter 4 that makes all the difference in the world. And those two words is, but God. Amen. Did you hear what I said? But God. Amen. One time you were sinners, but God. One time you were aliens to the commonwealth of Israel. You didn't have any access into this thing. You were Gentiles by nature. Sinners by nature. Your father was a devil, but God. Amen. One time you obeyed the lust of your flesh, amen, and just done whatsoever you wanted to do, no matter what the results were, but God. One time you were in this world without hope, but God. Amen. Hallelujah. Usually the word but is a word that's used in relationship to excuses. You know. But. It's kind of like the word if. You know, if is always related to doubt. Hallelujah. And but is usually related to excuses. Amen. But I want to turn that around tonight and use it in this sense, but God. Hallelujah. And there's no excuse in that. Hallelujah. He's everything. Amen. What are you saying, Brother Casey? I'm saying, brother, if it wasn't for God, you and I would be in a terrible mess tonight in a world that's hopeless and doomed for destruction without any hope. But God, in His mercy, in that He loved us and gave Himself for us, has brought us to a place where we've got a blessed hope. Yes, hallelujah, praise the Lord. We're not in this world without hope. We're not as other Gentiles without any hope. Thank God. Hallelujah. I feel sorry for folks. Sure, they're scared. They're nervous about things. I mean, brother, when a stock market starts doing what ours has done for the last week, amen, if you just had hope in this life only, amen, you'd be upset. Amen. I mean, if you know anything at all about the economies of the world and the stock market system, you know that we've had a shaky week. I mean, brother, it's been bad, amen? It looked like it could have been total disaster. I know the president has tried to give us some reassurance, you know, about all the things, but I'm telling you folks what I'm saying is tonight that it would be bad if your hope was in this life. But I'm glad tonight, amen, that I can say that I'm no longer, my hope is no longer settled in this life, but God has brought me out of the deep miry clay and set my feet on a solid rock, and He's put a hope in my heart, brother, that goes beyond this veil of tears. I'm not telling you nothing you know, or nothing you don't know. Amen? I'm just telling you the same old story. Amen, that you got hope tonight if you're trusting in the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen, you're not hopeless. It's not a hopeless case. It doesn't make any difference what the case is. It don't make any difference how severe it is. I mean, a headache's nothing with God, but neither's cancer. Amen, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. $10 million don't mean nothing to God. Amen, but being a pauper doesn't mean nothing either. Amen. You see, there's nothing that's too hard for God. There's not a situation in life that you come up against that if you can really look and see things in right perspective, you can say, but God, and know that, brother, that one thing can make all the difference in the world. Yes, hallelujah. Amen. We're not without hope. We're not in this world, amen, just aimlessly wandering around. just living a life of a few years and whatever comes and whatever goes. Amen. But the footsteps of a righteous man are ordered of the Lord. Amen. And God knows where you are and what you're doing and the direction you're going. And if you'll yield and commit yourself to Him and not rebel, God will order every footstep. Hallelujah. You don't have to worry about it when it's that way. I have so many people that come to me. Young preachers are the worst in the world. And young people especially. They got a call on their life. They feel a call in their heart. And they're enthusiastic and energetic. And afraid they're going to miss it. And they're, you know, and they're always wanting to do something. And most of them jump out and do it before they should. That's right. If you've got a call, if you've got a ministry, if you've got anything from God, God will make a way. And if you'll sit and wait, God will open the door when you're ready and He's ready. And Brother Pink, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about it. Ain't no sense getting uptight and saying, wait on God. God will show you. Amen. I don't think we have anybody here tonight, but I'll tell you, I've had my share of them. Amen. As a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, Bruce and Sherry's back slid as a goose right now. And that breaks my heart. I've called them. Amen. And everything. Amen. But I told them before they left that it would happen. I warned them. I tried to get them to do different, but they just had to do it, you know. It was about the third or fourth time that they jumped out there, you know. And, amen. And he'd done just, you can't do that, folks. Wait on God. Yeah. Amen. If you can realize that God's got His hand on things. Amen. And realize that life's complicated problems are not complicated with God. If you can say, but God, brother, it doesn't make any difference what the circumstance is or what the problem is. Amen. If you can say, but God, that's a big word. And when it brings God into the picture, it'll get the job done. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thought about the 17th chapter of 1 Kings, and the stories about Elijah. Amen. And you know how Elijah prayed and shut the heavens up and it didn't rain? Things got bad. Amen. He had to run for his life, and God told him to go out, you know, by the brook Cherith. Amen. And there, you know, that God would provide for him. Amen. Hallelujah. So out at the brook Cherith, there wasn't much there. There was no provisions. And if I understand it right, it was a secluded place. There was no people. There wasn't nobody to meet his need. And wasn't nothing around to eat. He did have water out of the brook. Amen. But you know what God done? But God. See, but God. It was impossible. I mean, here, the Lord sent him way out there in the middle of nowhere where there wasn't no grocery stores. You know. Wasn't no grocery stores, and if it had been in our day, the water wouldn't have been fit to drink. Polluted, you know. Don't ever drink out of streams, folks. Don't drink out of the lake. Stuff like that. Don't drink out of it. You're liable to die. Water's polluted today. Amen. I'm serious. It's polluted. Say, well, I've drank out of it and I ain't dead yet. Yeah, but you might die. Amen. There's stuff in there that if you get the wrong dose, get the wrong thing, you're liable to die. Amen. Because our waters are polluted today. And everything else is polluted. You wonder why when I was a kid, you never hardly ever seen anybody that had any sinus problems or stuff like that. You just didn't see things like that. You didn't hear. I mean, just people wasn't afflicted with stuff like that. Now everybody's got sinus problems. You know what it is? It's all the poisons we're subjected to. The air you breathe is poison. The groceries you buy in the grocery store is poison. Amen. Give Brother Pennington a plug. The food you eat down at Brother Pennington's restaurant's poison. Not because he poisoned it. It's just because everything's preserved with chemicals. Amen. Amen. They go to the store, buy some good fresh fruit. You go buy you a bunch of apples and oranges, and if you knew the story about them, they was last year's. They were sealed up in box cars and gas pumped into them to preserve them. Some of them might be 2 or 3 years old. Amen. They ain't no fresh stuff you don't grow out of your garden. And if you're not careful to keep it from being eaten up with the bugs, you go buy a bunch of poison sprinkled all over it. Amen. And you still got poison. Amen. Everything we look at today, there's no end to it. Amen. There's no limit to what it is but God. Amen. Hallelujah. You know what I do when I go to eat at the restaurant? Or Sister Casey's kitchen? I bow my head and I give God thanks. Amen. He said, if I eat any deadly thing, it'll not hurt me. I eat it in faith, Brother Pennington. Hallelujah, because we knew what we was eating, we'd probably all get sick. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But when you pray over it, you do it. See, but God. God can keep us in any situation, in any problem or any difficulty. If we say, but God, and bring God into the picture, it puts a different light on it.
Yeah. Amen.
Why, Ephesians says, why, you were one time in darkness. You were alienated from the commonwealth of men. You didn't have no part in this thing. Amen. You were lost and undone. The devil was your father. You walked in the lust of your own flesh. Amen. You were lost and without hope in this world. But God, amen. Am I getting across what I'm trying to tell you tonight? Amen, brother. But God makes a difference. And He'll make a difference in your life and my life and our church and our world. But God, amen. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. Oh, glory. But God. Amen. Hallelujah. Elijah went along there and had plenty of water, but he's getting hungry. Boy, he said, I don't know what's going to happen now. And said, there ain't no place to buy no groceries. And said, there ain't no houses around this place. I don't know what's going to happen. But then he thought, but God. Amen. And here he was, out here where God said to go. He was in the will of God. But God. And pretty soon he heard something. Old black raven flying. He said, man, that thing's coming closer. Here it come. Old raven flew in and had some meat. Left it with him. He stayed there at the brook here for many days. And the raven sped him. And he drank from the brook. But God. Hallelujah. But you know what happened? And it always happens. The brook dried up. And the ravens quit coming. Hallelujah. Have you ever got a blessing you thought sure that blessing was going to last all your life? I've seen some of you shout on Sunday night and come back to church Wednesday night and Brother Ketchum says your lip looked like a front porch. Amen. It didn't last near as long as you thought it was going to. Amen. Hallelujah. A lot of times things run out. But when things run out, but God. Amen. You read that chapter and you see how then that God came on the scene and God said, there's a little woman down here, a little widow woman. Said, I want you to go down where she's at. You see, Elijah was learning about God. But God, see, the difference was God. Hallelujah. So he went down there to Zarephath, and there the little widow woman was, and he looked at her, and she was out gathering sticks. Amen. And he said, give me a drink of water. And as she went in obedience to get him a drink of water, he said, bake me a little cake and bring it to me. And she said, well, Lord, just got just a little bit of meal. And said, I was gathering these sticks for, and was going to bake a little cake for me and my son, and we're just going to eat it and die. Did you know that's exactly like a lot of folks are today? Amen. I mean, this is the end of it. Boy, it looks like it's all over. And we just give up, and nothing's going to happen. We're just going to dry up and blow away, and down, 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 down.
You know, but God. But God. Hallelujah. But God. And the man of God said, go ahead and bake what you've got and bring some to me first. Boy, wasn't he a selfish outfit? That's the way folks have looked at it today. But see, he was trying this woman's faith. He's going to let her to see, but God. Amen? And this woman was obedient. She wasn't like a lot today. A lot today would have found fault in that. You know, that is sitting, Brother Ping said the other night, said, us oldest folks got to where we sat and listened to a guy preach, and we just pick it apart, you know, and look around and criticize everything that goes on. We know more about than the preacher does. That's right. We've been in the thing for years. We know how it ought to be. You know, we know wherever I should be dotted and every T should be crossed and just how you ought to say things. And we know all about it. Isn't that right? Amen. And sometimes when you know all about things, you know too much. Amen. You can't learn anything. And the fact of it is, amen, is when you think you got God pinned up in a corner, God will break out. You see, God don't do things man's way, and he does things different sometimes. Yeah. And so he said to this woman, said, go ahead and bake the cake. Bring me the cake first. And she brought it to him, and then he pronounced this blessing upon her. He said, now the cruse of oil will not fail, and the meal will not run out until rain comes upon the earth, until fruit comes again upon the earth. Hallelujah. But God. But God. But God. Notice the series here. See, God was involved in it, and God brought the victory. Amen. When people enacted their faith and trust in Him, God brought the provision. Hallelujah. Now, God provided for the prophet. God put him in the place he wanted, and God provided for him, and then he provided for, we could typify this woman as the church that met the need of the prophet. God provided for the church. Amen. Now God's going to try them both. Huh? Right on down in that chapter, this widow woman had a son. And the Bible said that the boy quit breathing. He died. And this woman called the prophet and said, what's going on here? Have you uncovered my sin? What she's really saying, am I being judged for my sinfulness and my past? And, you know, am I being judged for all this coming up? Amen. And the prophet said, give me the boy. And he took the boy and went in the room that they had prepared for him. Amen. Laid the boy out on the bed and stretched himself over the boy and began to pray and seek God. And said, God said, let the soul of this boy return unto him. Hallelujah. Praise God. But God. But God. What? Can you see those situations? Every one of those situations were impossible except for God. Hallelujah, except for God. God took the thing that looked impossible, and God, as individuals, enacted their faith towards God. God turned the things around and made a blessing out of them. Life returned to the boy, and Elijah took him back to his mama and delivered him safe and sound. Said, here he is alive. Hallelujah. So the prophet of God was tested. Amen. Then the church was tested. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then they were both tested together. But God. Hallelujah. Any one of those things would have took them down in defeat in the natural. Everybody's here tonight that have suffered things in life and situations have come your way that if you hadn't enacted your faith in God, it would have defeated you. Some of you got circumstances in life right now, amen, that if you didn't put your faith and trust in God, that you would be defeated. But I'm telling you tonight, I'm saying to you tonight, but God. Amen, but God. Hallelujah. We're in this world with no hope, But God, amen, brings hope to our lives, amen. I've got hope, amen, hallelujah, in a revival, praise the Lord. I'm looking in hope for revival, amen. God makes a difference. I can't make it happen. Amen. I can't bring revival. Evangelists can't bring revival. You can't bring revival. Amen. But God can bring revival. Hallelujah. Amen. I can't heal a fly. Amen. I can't fill anybody with the Holy Ghost. I can't save an ant, except for maybe not step on him if he got under my feet. Amen. But I couldn't bring salvation to anything but God. Hallelujah. Amen. There's a lot of things that's impossible for you and I to do. But God, brother, makes all the difference in the world. Would you stand to your feet? Hallelujah. Hadn't preached very much tonight, but I feel like I could preach all I need to. Hallelujah. But God. But God. Elisha, this was Elijah I was telling you about in the fourth chapter of 2 Kings. It's Elisha. Elisha, amen, you know my husband. He was one of the prophets, sons of the prophets. And said he died. And said he left us in debt. And said now the creditors are come to take my sons. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. What am I going to do? And the man of God simply said this, said, what you got in your house? Hallelujah. You see, with man things are impossible. There's no hope. It's absolutely hopeless, folks. If you got your hope in the stock market, you're hopeless. If you got your hope in this government, you're hopeless. Amen. If you got your hope in your stocks and bonds or bank account, you're hopeless. You're in a mess. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Anything this world's got to offer, if your hope is in that, you're going to be disappointed and left in hope. But God. But God. If you'll place your hope in God, you'll find out that God will take care through any situation and He'll bring you out on top. If you'll trust Him and walk with Him, Brother Leon, and let Him have His way in your life, you know what you'll find? You'll find that it'll all work out for the good somewhere. And God will be glorified, and you'll be strengthened and blessed and helped. Because God. It might look like it's a failure. Amen. What am I going to do? I've just got a little cruise of oil. You know the story. Go borrow vessels, not a few. Well, what kind of sense is that? Amen. Go borrow the vessels. And then begin to pour the oil. And she poured and poured and poured. And that one little old cruse of oil filled up all them vessels that they borrowed from all the neighbors. Amen. Filled up everything that was empty. And this woman said, now what I do, man of God? He said, well, go sell it. Pay your debtors. And then live off the rest. Hallelujah. But God. But God. God done it. And God's still doing it. God will do it for you. It doesn't make any difference how big a problem you've got. It doesn't make any difference what situation is. It doesn't even make any difference how sick you are or how sick you're not. But God. Shall we pray? Father, tonight we thank You. I pray that this message tonight, Lord, God will help somebody. Help somebody to have faith in You, Lord. To look to You and believe and put their trust in You. Knowing that You're on the throne and You never fail. Have Your wonderful way now in our midst, we pray. Bless us together now. Prepare our hearts to seek the Lord and give us revival among us as we reach the lost for Jesus. But God, but God. Lord, it looks impossible, but God. Oh, how can it happen, but God? It can't be, but God. Lord, we're looking to You, Lord, with our hope. Our trust and our faith and confidence in Thee today. Hallelujah. Lord, have your way now as we gather tonight to